Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
My fucking face is breaking out.
You want me to?
Mine too.
No, I just want to pop every pimple.
I have a rash.
No, it's because I'm using this new coconut oil for my hair, and it's like all right here, these little like popping out.
Do vitamin E.
I just bought some to put right here on my cuticles.
Do that on there, because typically that can be like dry skin.
Okay.
Not really like pimples.
Oh, no. I do really have dry skin, so that makes sense.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at that.
Yep.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Hey there, and welcome
to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I am Caitlin. And this is a podcast where we tell you, I said too much. This is a podcast where we tell you why we're weird and why we're into spooky shit and our excuses for being stupid people. Anyways,
we have a guest today. I think you said just the right amount.
Okay. Well, I think you, I do you normally say, and this is the podcast? No, I do. I say
no,
it.
No,
okay.
It's all you.
Man. It's like a first time. It's not like we're on episode 70 or something.
Oh, my God. I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But we have a guest today. As you already heard his voice a little bit.
Mm. Yep.
Say hello.
Hi. It's me. Joshua.
This is me.
Jesus. This is Josh.
Yeah, Josh. So Josh is my buddy. And we are actually going to be starting a horror movie podcast together that will also be on Rogue Media.
Yeah.
Hasn't quite started yet, but it will.
It will. Good. It's coming.
It's going to be good. It's going to be called Boobays. You heard it here first. Any of y'all motherfuckers steal it? I'll slit your throat.
It's an exclusive. Boobays.
Boobays.
Why would you say it?
Well, it's a trademark.
One of our 28 listeners is going to steal it.
They're going to steal it. Fuck. I'll start us an Instagram first.
So many
that I won't
listeners.
Run.
The official but unofficial.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, well, how was your week? You want to go first?
Sure. It was fine. I didn't do anything really this week, did I?
I don't know.
I
saw
the steam.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Josh, I'm not sure if you listened to our podcast.
Fill me in.
I bought a Yoni steaming kit, which is a vagina steaming kit. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And so Ryan, my boyfriend, was very much, he looked at me and goes, why are you the way that you are? And so I decided, I was like,
you're the one that chose me.
It's a little judgmental. You know, to each their own.
So I was like, I guess I have all the supplies. I'm going to do it. Because I bought it to support this girl because she had something different at a market.
Supporting local small business.
Yeah.
You can do no wrong.
And then one of my friends was like, well, you didn't have to, like, you don't have to use it just to support her. And I was like, excuse me, I spent fucking money on this.
Yeah, why would you buy something and not use it?
Yeah.
And so I did it. I waited until Ryan went to bed because I didn't want to be interrupted.
Eyes.
I just didn't want to be interrupted by him being like, I'm going to pee. So I
pee in the sink.
Overheated the water, as
or
it turns out.
Pee in your backyard like I do. It's a true story. She makes me pee in her backyard.
The vagina steaming faux
pas. I
made
you.
Yeah, not anymore.
In the backyard.
Now I've taken like 18 showers at your house.
Yeah. So I apparently made the water too hot. Evidently, I talked to my friend who also bought one, and she was like, yeah, she said it doesn't need to be that hot. And I was like, well, I've made a mistake.
I thought it had to steam.
So I was like, it's got to steam, but I guess it only just has to steam.
But
whereas I
also,
had it like borderline boiling.
Maintain its heat for 40 minutes.
You're sitting on it.
Your legs are closed?
You cover them with a towel.
That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. So at one point, I didn't really. So you have to get like this like toilet topper that's a basin for you to sit yourself on. And I guess I didn't realize, I didn't account for how much room my bare ass was going to take up in that basin. So I burnt almost my asshole. Almost my asshole.
Was it right close above enough. Or like?
It
like
was like between. Area. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great. I jumped up very quickly and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have a blister by my asshole. I didn't. It was fine. But I did call Caitlin and I was like, I burnt myself.
She did.
And she was like, she said, do you have yellow mustard? And I was like, what I'm not about to do is make my twat into a hot dog. Twat dog. Twat
that's
dog.
What we said. Some relish.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all I add to my hot dogs.
Yeah.
Mustard and relish.
Or you could have done some egg yolk. Egg yolk is really good for burns.
Oh, great.
Next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping that
won't sounds
be.
Better than my yellow mustard. Well, but that's what I always put on my
making an omelet instead de fromage.
Another friend of mine.
Ew.
Jeez. Another friend of mine was like, so needless to say, you didn't finish the steam. And I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Yes, I finished steaming. I spent
Mama didn't
money
raise no quitter.
On it.
For real.
Mama didn't raise no bougie bitch that can throw away $10. So
that could have bought me at least 8 Taco Casa burritos.
Yeah. Mm. So I didn't tell you this part. I went into Starbucks the next morning to see Ryan. Mm. And I looked at him and I went, I burnt myself. And he goes, with like your straightener? And I went, no, I burnt myself. And he goes, why are you like this? I was like,
full circle.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And then he came home and he said, what are you cooking for dinner besides your vagina? Yeah.
Like he's never had it before.
A lot of jokes are made about this now.
Serve that on a plate. You know he'd eat it right up. Come on.
I did at one point jokingly tell him I was going to make him a cup of tea with my after steaming product. And he said, oh my God, you're fucking disgusting.
I'm never taking another drink from you ever again.
Oh, Lord.
Pussy water.
Pussy water.
Someone somewhere is looking for that exact product.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, they also sell pearls, like yoni pearls. That I won't try because that is just a ball of herbs that you put into your vagina. And I'm like, that does seem like an infection waiting
to
happen.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put anything in your vagina.
That pH sounds like it's off the charts.
Yeah, pass.
Mm. Smell like Olive Garden or something.
Reminds
I don't
me
think it's oregano. Oh.
Italian parsley.
It's bay leaf. Just a full bay leaf.
Oh, my God. No, the other day I was buying toilet paper at H-E-B, and we will leave the cashiers undisclosed for purposes, legal and whatnot. But I was buying it, and they were just talking amongst themselves, but, like, I could not buy this lavender toilet paper because my pH would be off the radar, like, would be just so thrown off. And I'm, like, thinking, like, oh, my asshole's pH is going to be so bad because of this.
Yeah.
They make scented toilet paper.
I didn't know that.
It was scented.
Why?
And I,
you
know,
shit is going on it anyways. Why does it need to be scented?
Flush it down. It's gone. But, you know, yeah. So there I was. And then the next day, you know what I thought? You know, this does sting a little bit.
can't wipe with any open wounds.
You just got little butthole fissures. Oh my rubbing lavender into.
Ouchie. Butthole fissures is the name of the episode.
Perfect.
There it is.
It's
I hope they allow it.
A colonoscopy right there. Mm. Butthole fissures.
They're important.
There. Well, less so when you're like 25. Because that's when I got mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it found nothing other than...
Oh, you wanted a colonic.
I want a colonic.
Oh, that's right. I got them confused.
The seat that I bought came with a colonic bag.
That's right.
So I opened it and I looked around and I was like, you're going to shove this tube up my asshole? And he was like, please go away.
It's not kind of...
He was like, mm-mm.
Just why?
Sorry. I don't know. I was looking at everything.
Oh.
Anything else happened besides pussy steam?
No. Yep. Grilling my twat.
Good.
Sous vide it. How's your week?
Good. Do you want to say your week?
You go first.
Okay, I don't remember mine.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's why she asked you that.
Oh, I wasn't prepped.
I can segue into, I'd love to talk about my week.
Okay, great. Yeah.
There we go. Great.
Wow, you're a professional.
So it was pretty good week, actually. You know, it's nothing like spectacular or grand, but, you know, worked. Been, you know, hitting the gym and, you know, trying to get this endorphins going.
Good for you.
That's the word. I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us are
like. Yeah. And then, oh, well, I mean, it's just been like all around like pretty good. So I'm like waiting for the other foot to drop, you know, but I feel like that's the natural like me to be like, something bad's about to happen. So yeah. I'm going to make something bad happen because I'm going to self-sabotage this week, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been good. And good. So even today, it's just like, I locked myself out of the house today.
Oh.
This morning. But you know what? I meditated this morning before it happened.
Okay.
And I was in such a zen that I was just like the meme, like everything's on fire, but everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Great.
So I just like ran to the gym and I was just like pre-cardio. There you go.
Huh.
And then, thankfully, my roommate works at Lowe's, which is right behind the gym.
Oh, I would
you
cried.
Ran just all cried. The like you
to, from that where you know where I live
to your gym
to the gym.
You ran all the way. How many miles is that?
It was like just like four? No, it was well, there and back.
18.
It's a long ass time.
It was a good while. Yeah, it was definitely longer going back than it was going there.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. You handled that a lot better than I would. I would just be like, "Fuck this shit! Yeah. I fucking hate
bust
it."
Bust a window so, open.
Yes. And then when I was coming back, I got there was a motherfucking train that was coming through.
Oh.
And, and so.
Wait, you can say motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, shit. Yeah.
This is a very.
Dude, I said twat like four times already.
And that's really crossing a line.
Yeah. You should hear my mouth on other days.
And so the train was coming, and I legit, for a quick moment, just thought, like, I could visibly see the train. I could literally me. I'm like, I could either end it all or just, like, have the most amazing story. And so, there was a line of cars already kind of coming, and they were all kind of looking at me. So I felt their energy, and they were all looking at me. And it was that moment where I was like, you do it or don't.
Wait, was this while you were walking?
No, I was running back from the gym.
No, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Okay,
I was running. Okay. So I was like, it's that moment where you're like running for a while. So you're like already really tired.
You're like, I wouldn't mind this right now.
Yeah, but then it was also, but you know, I waited. I was like, no, you know what? I meditated. I meditated for this.
I like how much you rely on that.
Yes.
I can never quiet my mind.
I've literally done it twice. But you know what?
I meditate almost
I did
every
not
day.
Meditate to die today.
To die today.
That's a good Bond movie title.
Yeah.
To die.
Did not meditate. To die, yes. I like that one better.
Just to die. I meditate almost every day, and I still have those where I'm like, if I just drove to the on-ramp, like, you know, or the off ramp. You know, you have the off ramp and then you come in this way. I've frequently been like, I could just go on the off ramp and everything would be fine.
Yeah.
I asked someone in high school once, this guy took me on a date, and I was like, you ever think about driving into that? And he goes, excuse me? And I was like, you're just like driving and you think like, I could drive into the off ramp. And he was like, no. And I was like, me either.
I'm like,
I'm gonna let you know right now, you are not gonna enjoy this date.
We're already not the same.
We are not compatible. You don't think about killing yourself.
Oh my god, I love you.
You don't have intrusive thoughts 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. That's absolutely.
Cool. Well, my week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Are you prepped?
No, I didn't think
you
about
lubed
it.
Lubed up.
That's what I was thinking.
My week. Well, it was a day. I don't remember.
Well, it was seven of them.
It was seven of them. You're right.
They run together.
They do. As always, went to WA. That was fun. Mm. Go with Josh.
Yeah.
Went to where?
WA. Waco Ale Wednesday.
Oh,
or
that's
Wet
right.
Ass
that's
Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. Wet Ass Whistle.
That's right.
Okay. Wine Ass Wednesday.
Great.
Lots of meanings.
Good.
Wow. Anyways, that was fun. We Friday had the market. That went well. Mm-hmm. And that was a good time. Saturday, I didn't get off the couch at all.
Mm-hmm.
We just watched. Which anime did I watch? I watched like three this weekend. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, I stayed up till 4 a.m. or Sunday morning. I stayed up till 4 a.m. I didn't even notice. I was watching this super gay anime.
You had me at super gay.
Yeah. it's called, I think, I don't know how to say it. It's Y-A-O-I is what it's called, but it's essentially just boy on boys. That's what it stands for. It's boy love.
Great.
So
it stand for that or does it mean that?
Yeah, I think it means that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, or that's what that kind of anime is.
Yeah.
And so it's like literally just gay.
And cool.
Anyways, it was a fun anime. Yeah. Only 13 episodes, but I started it at like 9. So then I was.
Mama didn't raise no quitter. You got
to where are you finding these?
Crunchy.
That's what I thought. Crunchyroll. Okay. Yeah. No, sponsor us.
Yeah, Crunchyroll, come on. I already paid for the whole year.
And she's halfway through your catalog already.
I watched Your Lie in April on Sunday, and that was super sad. But, like, I could tell from, like, episode 2 what was going to happen. Essentially, a main character dies, and it's like, well, I see this shit coming.
Spoiler alert.
And I didn't tell you which main character.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, you can tell from episode. Like, I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
From, like, even the trailer, you're just like, eh, this bitch going to die.
You really pegged that one.
You know what I did finish this weekend was Shameless.
Oh,
they had the series finale. I left off on like
season 7.
Oh, I watched all of it. It's a good finale. I won't spoil it.
Like 11 seasons, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful.
That was a good show. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should get back into that.
Yeah.
I'll finish it.
Yeah.
I've seen a few here and there. I know, right? I know. I'm missing out so much.
One of those.
Well, it was one of those things,
you
too.
You have to watch it all.
I think what it was, too, is just like a long, long time ago, I had a boyfriend who like was just obsessed with the show.
Yeah.
And just like still to the day, just really loves it. And so I think that part of me was just like, I don't want to like this because this person liked this, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like that inner. Yeah.
Just imagine that he liked the British version.
Yeah.
And they're very different.
Really?
Yeah.
As they always are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, I didn't finish my week.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I thought we were just ending it at all the anime.
Sunday, I was supposed to do stuff, but I ended up not. And then we didn't record. But so I did drive all the way to Hewitt just to get Taco Casa, though. Yeah. Mm.
Sunday?
Yes.
So you've had Taco Casa twice now?
Yes, in 2 days in a row. Because that's also what I got for dinner today.
I love the level of dedication.
Yes.
I thought, because you were like, I wasn't going to drive all the way back here for fucking Taco Casa, but I really wanted Taco Casa. So I thought, oh, she hasn't had Taco Casa in a while.
Oh, no, I had it yesterday.
Great.
Yeah, okay. I really wanted it again.
Good.
I swear to God, I'm going to die from trying to eat a burrito while driving. That is going to be how I go out. I also ran into, like, I didn't run into them, but, like, there were a bunch of fucking stupid drivers on the road. Like, this one today, I just got in the left lane, and he kept accelerating, and I was like, dude, come on. Like, I'm just trying to get around you. You were going, like, 60,
yeah,
and then he starts going 80, and I'm like, I finally get in front of him, and then he's riding my ass, and then he's like, meet, 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 and I was like, fucking stop. And then I almost got clipped by this giant passenger van. They weren't paying attention. They drifted out of their lane. Didn't have a blinker on or anything. And I was like, I had to beat my little pathetic horn. It's like, meep, meep.
The road runner lives in your car.
Really, though, that's what my Prius sounds like when I honk the horn. It's not intimidating at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't match my, fuck you.
Yeah.
That I do.
You just need a blowhorn. Just a blow horn. Just
George and I almost got hit by a car this morning on our walk.
Did you kill them?
No. It seemed. And I didn't have time. I was already running late for school. And so I had to just get him to come
live another day.
Going to pin this that girl for
was,
later.
Yeah. I was like, what's her license plate? I'll find her address. she was like fucking with her eyelashes.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally, luckily I had stopped
I say
walking
I was
him because I saw him.
I'm like, it was driving. Me.
I pulled him back because we were at, like, we were crossing a street. So, fine. But, like, he wants to just, like, go. Mm. He does not understand the look both ways aspect of walking. And so I heard a car coming, and I was like, oh, come here. And I look, and she's, like, speeding down this residential road that's right down the street from an elementary school.
Jesus.
And I look at her, and she's, like, got her finger in her eye, looking at her eyelashes in the mirror. And I said to George, Well, thank God we stopped because this bitch isn't paying attention.
Kill us.
And then we continued our walk.
She's like watching a YouTube tutorial at the same time.
Yeah, she's giving herself a lash lift. I did that this week.
That's right, you did.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah. I can see them.
Yeah.
Like, even through the glasses. Like,
thank you.
That's pretty good.
Put perm solution by my eyeballs.
That's scary.
She blew in tonight.
My rash hasn't gone away. It came back again. I can't get rid of this rash, and now it's worse. So now I'm just going to try not washing or like not putting any product on my face for a week.
Yeah.
Just water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see if that. I have a doctor appointment on Friday, though. So hopefully Long Baby will have some sort of better suggestion, even though he already gave me a steroid cream.
Yeah.
That I've used twice now. I was only supposed to use once.
Wait, what?
Like, I wasn't supposed to use it.
You've done, like, seven.
Yeah,
I did. Or you've done, like, two rounds of it.
I did two rounds, yeah. Okay. I waited a week in between, so I figured it was okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Try things out.
He's going to be like, well, now you've got an immunity to it.
Yeah. Well, apparently I had immunity to it the first time. It, like, cleared up, and it was looking good, and then, like, 2 days later, it was like, ha-ha, I'm back, and I'm worse. And I was like, God damn it. And then this time it is back again, and it's worse, and it itches. And it's all, like, in my nostril. Like, my nose hurts. Every time my like, septum ring falls back on it, it hurts really bad.
Have you tried switching the septum ring?
No, I can't get it off.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could
try switching that. It could be the metal in your septum.
Well, no, because it started here. It started over here, so I don't understand why. I feel like it would
have still skin allergy.
Yeah.
But it never even gets over here.
Do you mess with your a lot and then touch your face in that area?
Not really.
When it started, I would try it. You know, what's the loss in trying to switch it?
Because I asked him if maybe it could be that once it started going under my nose, I was like, would it be an allergic reaction to the metal? I was like, I have very sensitive skin. And he was like, no, I don't think
What does this doctor know?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't. He also told me to put Selsun Blue on my face. He said you get some Head and Shoulders or sell some blue. Because he said it's essentially, because it's like flaky.
Like it's psoriasis.
Like he was looking up like WebMD at the same time he was giving you.
He's done that before.
Yeah. He said it's like essentially like same thing as dandruff. He said it was like overactive oil glands on my face. But I'm like, I've never had an issue with this before.
Yeah.
So today I just like I haven't put any moisturizer on today and I've just been oil blotting. Mm-hmm. And my face feels fucking dry up here. I might just put some on my forehead and just avoid this area of my face.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, well, we're going to talk about some haunted orphanages today. Slash, I just found a cool article. Yeah. So we'll just kind of read from it and then also listen to any spooky stories that you have.
Yeah.
You have some spooky stories, right?
I have.
You've got a lot of sleep paralysis, don't you?
Sleep paralysis, night terrors, kind of anxiety-driven things, but nonetheless, scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Do you want to share any of your experiences with the world?
I consent.
Our 28
I do.
You listeners? Do consent?
I consent. Okay, this great. Is me figuratively signing to that form.
Mike said we're actually doing a lot. Like, our listeners have been really up recently.
What?
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's awesome.
He was like, yeah, I meant to tell you that. And I was like,
he was holding off that bit of information.
He's like, I need y'all to continue thinking that
keep grinding.
Well.
Yeah.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah. Don't worry. I always hate myself and think I'm a piece of shit. But anyway.
I was sharing now already before the.
Tell us. Sure. We'll start. Kick off the. I'm sure these kids had sleep paralysis demons too.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I can remember, even just being really young, like even before like 11 and stuff, like there was one time I remember very vividly, I think it's probably like 9 or 10. Being on the living room couch, and I was like waiting for my sisters to do something. I don't know, we were gonna go somewhere, and I like fell into a nap, but not a nap, but just like was just there.
The twilight.
Literally, just like I could see everything, but I couldn't move, and like I could not lift my arms for anything. And then like it was just that in itself very scary, and I just remember that, and it like as being the like kind of start of it, and then just always after that, like from my young teen years until like kind of more young adulthood, and I'm 26 now.
Yeah,
I don't have them as much, but like, I would literally just in the middle of the night, like just like shrouded in darkness, just like be sitting there, laying there, not being able to move. And at times there would be certain things that you would see, or that I would see at least, shadowy figures. A lot of it was just like, there was this one vivid moment where I was like laying on my side, and there was a something over my shoulder that I could tell was there, but I couldn't quite look over to see. And then finally, when I could see, it was like this white face. And it was really bad. But there's there's countless times where I've had stories of like just not having a good night's rest.
Yeah.
And it really affects everything else.
Have you tried meditating?
once or twice. but no, yeah. And then it all kind of like, now I know, because I've done like kind of the self inner work like over the past year and a half, that like that's like stemmed from trauma that I didn't know I was like freaking repressing for so long.
Yeah.
And all these fears and stuff. But it's, and I mean, still in the moment, like it's just like you, like I would literally physically, like one time I was trying to wake myself up so much that I was moving my arm in the dream so much that I like threw myself out of the bed.
Oh, God.
And that's what woke me up. And then another time when I was living with some friends, like we were both asleep, me and one roommate, and I like started yelling in the night like for help, and she had to come and like shake me to wake me up. Oh my God. And then she was just like, bro, don't you move do that out. Shit again. Oh, that
is
reminds
this normal?
Me.
We,
oh
this my can't
gosh.
Work.
No. Yeah, no. So, but I feel like it all, like there's just so much stuff. I have so much spooky shit.
Yeah.
Like even like, so I used to like in high school, I had this one boyfriend that I would fall asleep with on the phone with. I know, so corny and tacky.
I've done it too.
He lived in California, though. Don't tell me. I know. It was weird.
Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn us. Let me tell you.
I've got a few stories.
Yup.
I don't know. I mean, you were in high school.
I was in high. Oh, so Lord. The. I was in high school. So I was like a sophomore.
How did you meet a California boy in high school?
MySpace.
Oh.
Pew, 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 pew. Tom, where are you at?
Tom.
He was my best friend.
Oh,
he was
my God. First friend.
Y'all.
He chose the worst picture.
I just don't have the patience to be on the phone that long.
It was a different time. I think for me, at least. No, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, I felt like.
No, I never did that.
Now I'm like, I will never.
But
I guess it was like.
I was also like a queer kid who like didn't have any really kind of like. At home kind of connection with anybody. And
Caitlin,
then...
what's your reason?
Yeah,
fair,
I was just a zappy child who believed in love too much and got
me
my goddamn heartbroken.
Me too.
Just kidding.
Little Mermaid was my favorite movie growing up.
Oh.
God, let me tell you, don't I love to
was
torture
that,
myself.
Was that the trauma that you were working through?
Basically, yeah.
Listen.
Word for word.
And I like talking on the phone.
Mm.
Yeah. You're one of my only friends that does.
Yeah.
Well, and you know,
I mean,
it
the
worked.
Different time was also I grew up with nights and weekends. I grew up with the phrase, call me after 9, I can't use my minutes.
Yeah. Now, I would say that didn't, like, I didn't have where I could talk freely.
Yeah.
Until I think I was like a sophomore, junior in high school.
Yeah.
But I remember like the first boyfriend or boyfriends I had. They like it was it lasted like a month, you know. And then we were like, "Hey, I like you." And then it was like, "Ew." Anyways, I remember.
Don't cry over it, Caitlin.
I just missed
it.
It's
the rash. It's the rash.
I can't even remember their names. It's the rash. I remember having to also say that. And then I was also in North Carolina over the summers, and so we'd have to account for that time difference too. I'd be like, well, I had to calculate it. It was a lot of work.
Yeah. It is. Time zones, it changes.
It
really does. Honestly, it's the one thing that just really just ends everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we ended up dating for like 3 years. But
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Never had a relationship last that long.
He came here. I went there. Like, it was, and then that in itself was a big old thing with my family.
I was going to ask, like, so your parents were just like, all right, ship you off to California, meet a stranger.
No,
oh,
no,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay,
a lot
great.
Of things had to be done shadily. Which, there was, and then my sisters, God help them. I love them. They're great.
Fuzzy on your face.
God, where?
Right here. I got it. The drama of it.
Sorry.
God, where?
Not again.
I just needed to let you know.
It's the fifth time today they're after me.
Don't worry, I have a rash on my face.
We all have a rash somewhere, don't we?
I hope not. No. We all have burnt buttholes. So.
Nope, that did not blister. It was fine.
My pH balance is off. It's okay, you guys. Because you put yellow mustard on it. Nope. Long story short, though, we would fall asleep on the phone, and he would tell me, he's like, I know you're not talking asleep and talking in your sleep because, like, you don't sound like how you sound, but there's, like, sometimes he wouldn't fall asleep when we would fall asleep together on the phone. He'd be like, I hear stuff in your room. And I'm just like, I'm like, no, that wasn't me. He would, like, just tell me all this stuff. And then eventually we were just kind of, like, looking into just, like, was there a demon following me? Like, what was,
yeah. Something like, I want to get in on this phone call, too.
For real.
It's been years since I've fallen asleep.
Call me by your name. And so then, yeah, and then one time, too, I would always have this thing where, like, my bed would shake. Like, I would be laying there.
Yeah,
and
I was like, he told me this. I was like, that's some straight up exorcist shit.
Yeah.
My bed would shake, but it's not like violently shaking. It's just like this, like, you just feel it, like, kind of doing this as the table's doing that.
Huh.
Literally. Yeah. And so, like, it would do that kind of sporadically. And, like, one night, like, my dad was walking by in the hallway by my bedroom, and I was like, Dad, like, come in here. And I just told him to sit on the bed. Mm-hmm. Poor guy. He probably was like, oh, my God, this is it. He's going to tell me. This is it. What do I fucking do? And so, you know, thankfully it wasn't the moment. And I'm just like kind of talking to him. And it's still happening. And so I ask him, I'm like, do you feel the bed shaking right now?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I do. And I was just like, I'm not shaking anything.
Yeah.
I'm not shaking my leg. Like, I'm being very still.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I feel that. And I'm just like, I'm telling him, I'm like, well, I'm not moving it.
Yeah.
And he's just looking at me like, and my parents are like super religious, like, yeah, not very, but like, and he's just like, okay. And I'm just like,
it's thinking, a diamond.
Thinking in my head, like,
go get the holy water, Dad.
I was thinking in my head, like, help me.
Yeah. Do something.
And he's just like, okay, well, good talk. Good night.
At least check under the bed. Come on.
And so then I'm just left with that. So, yeah. And then that happened a good few times. And then I moved out of that house.
Yeah.
And so thankfully nothing's ever shaken after that.
Yeah.
But I do know that the people who owned that house before, her husband had died.
Oh.
In the house.
Oh.
So.
Mm-hmm. See, I couldn't do it.
And then even before that, I just feel like other, because that house has been there a really long time. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff has happened there. Like, I feel it.
Oh, so,
and,
go ahead.
And the lady who lived there before, it was like basically a kennel. She had like kennels in the backyard. So it was like all these animals that would always die there. So it's just like
bunch of ghost puppies.
Pet cemetery.
Ooh. Oh, God. Yeah. See, when my parents bought the house that we live in now.
Sorry, that came from.
She got triggered when you said.
Deepest parts of my soul.
All we, of the above.
It was a one-owner house, and it was built in, like, 1944, and the husband had died. And I tried so hard. I was like, someone needs to find out if that man died in that house or if he was, like, at a home somewhere. And my mom
one was like, owner house? Like, it was just in this family from 44? Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm.
And so my mom was like, how do you propose we find that out? And I was like, I'll call this old bitch. I don't care. I'll ask her. And my mom was like, no, you will not. But, yeah, that's like one of my big things. Like, I will not live in a house where someone has died because it's too much. And like, the hard part is the only, so realtors don't actually have to disclose it unless it was, what the fuck? Oh, so, sorry, it's Mike.
Oh, everything good?
So, yeah.
Why he not tasting me?
I'll tell you.
Not special?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Hang on. And so I, so realtors only have to disclose if it's a violent death or a homicide. They don't have to disclose, like, really.
No. Do they have to disclose suicide?
No.
If it
unless
was
it was, like,
brain
shot yourself in the,
yeah.
Yeah. That they do have to disclose because it's violent.
I was like, Nancy told me the other day that they didn't. So she said I was good if I killed myself.
It depends on how you do it.
That's not how she framed it, really.
That's how you took it.
Oh, okay. But great.
Nancy said I could kill myself.
Yeah.
Nancy's standing outside of the booth. This great. Is actually
an So I am going to read you what Mike just texted
to DePaul.
Me. Hang on. Because I'm sure this is what he told you. And now he's finally telling me.
Oh.
You guys are our fifth most listened to podcast and have done almost 300 downloads in the last 30 days. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, that's what he told me. I couldn't remember the number, so.
I love the verbiage.
Good for us.
Yay.
Yay. You need a yay, little. The kids.
Yay.
I think they have an applause sound. Jacob, put it in.
No.
I responded, I noticed you told Caitlin first. Why do you hate me?
He's like, I can't fucking win with y'all.
I know. No, just with me.
No matter
You're
what.
You're nicer than I am. But I was also going to say, when I was a kid, my mom has told us that, I can't remember if it was me or my sister, but one night she was walking by our bedroom because we shared a room. And she said one of us was sitting up in our bed crying and saying the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, God.
I was like, look. And when she tells me that as an adult, I'm like, Mom, that's you should have kicked us out right then because that's the creepiest fucking thing on earth.
There's a demon in that baby.
Yeah, that's, ugh. I have cried in my sleep as an adult, though.
Oh, like, yeah, I cry in my sleep all the time.
And Ryan will tell me, like, you talk in your sleep so much. And I'm like, nothing I could do about it.
You want to know what I do in my sleep?
Mm. Is it jerk off? Oh.
No.
Like
oh,
I do that.
Yeah, I do
my
that,
teeth,
too.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you click them like that?
Uh-huh.
I just grind mine.
No, yeah. Like, mine go like.
Yeah.
I've had, like, people be like, Caitlin, what the fuck? And then I'm like, sorry.
I do that, too, and I grind mine. Ryan has woken me up before because he's like, you are grinding your teeth very badly, and I can hear it. And I'm like.
Yeah, I'm only saying this
because
I care.
Oh, that's why they're all flat.
Can't help it.
Yeah.
I have literally no clue that I'm
like,
doing it.
I find myself doing it when like I'm just driving or like throughout the day. I'm like, when I'm stressed, just grind them.
Yeah. My teeth are always clenched. My dentist has said before, like,
just like my
try and smile like teeth apart, mouth closed. And I'm like, no.
What?
The big thing is just like not even smiling. It's just think to yourself like, mouth closed, teeth apart. Just like have a small gap in between your teeth when your mouth is closed.
I need my jaw to be hurting at all times.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I need to give myself a headache.
Yeah.
Always.
Tension headache 24/7.
Yep.
If I'm not feeling like I'm going to die, it's not worth it.
Yeah. No. Of course
I'm going to live on the edge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the thing with the COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't tell if it's a vaccine or if it's just me feeling shitty like I always do.
Yeah.
Because I don't take care of my body.
Yeah.
I was on like a month long, you know, good job of taking care of my body. And then now it's gone straight to shit.
Okay. It's a journey.
Don't even talk to me about it.
There's no destination.
Have you heard my last conversation with Long Baby? Please. Don't talk about your body going to shit.
Long Baby.
Oh, I just thought the word. Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's really only like one orphanage.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was cool because it was it's in Galveston.
Oh, okay.
So
close to home, close to the heart.
So they all drowned.
Yep. Anyways, 8th of September of 1900.
Wow.
Flat.
Mm-hmm.
A hurricane gutted St. Mary's Orphan Asylum. Orphan Asylum.
Orphan Asylum.
Oh,
wow.
I wish you had seen the adjustment to my face when you said that. I went like
Same.
This. I was like.
Yeah, I went. I read it and then I went.
Like you've never read it before.
Yeah, no. Well. I read over it. I was like, oh, this looks cool. I like scrolled through and I was like, these
Orphan
look
Asylum.
Okay. So.
Ryan Murphy.
Oh, God.
But of Galveston, Texas. So it says the hurricane's catastrophic impact ultimately claimed 6,000 lives, engulfing the city as well as its inhabitants. Sad. Mm. By the beachside, 10 nuns held tight to 93 children. Their wrists roped with clotheslines, and they had fastened the clothesline to themselves, fettering the children to their waist in a futile...
I'm sorry, what?
To save their lives, yeah. So 10 nuns, like, pretty much just tied a bunch of kids to their waist and stuff and held their hands and held each other to keep them from getting ripped away. Only three survived. Man, that's, you have
that
to imagine.
That sounds about right.
You like find them and then they're just like tethered to your body, but they're dead.
Like imagine the poor three
souls. Well, I mean, I'm sure the nuns died too.
Yeah. But imagine being tethered to all these dead bodies.
That would freak me the fuck. Like you scarred for life.
Yeah.
Oy. But so only three survived. And
they were the three that refused to be tethered to the nuns.
They were like, no, that seems like a bad idea.
This seems like it's not going
to
work,
guys. Seems like you're just saying if we go down, we go down together.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
That is.
Fuck yourself.
We both go down together.
I'm
a
live.
Decembrists.
Yep.
No survivors.
But it says that they were bruised, scarred, and crippled. So.
And died.
Well, three days later. Survived.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, who gives a fuck about bruises and scars? They're fucking dead.
But it says it was the deadliest natural disaster in the history of the U.S. I don't know when this article was written, but at the time it was. But
yeah, it must have just been like up until 1900 it was the deadliest. Yeah.
We're 90 children met their death. Okay, so it was three kids that survived. All the nuns died.
Yeah.
90 children.
Well, fuck.
Well, they're holding 10 kids a person.
90 orphans and 10 sisters.
That doesn't seem like a good payoff to me.
Their bodies were found bound together, tethered by rope. Yep. Ooh, so they all stuck together, and those three must have just been like, we're still here. Help. We're tied to all these 90 fucking dead, 100 dead bodies. Because those 90 children and 10 sisters.
Yeah.
So, these three are like probably in the middle, like there's one on the end, one in the middle, and it's
99
like, hello?
Children.
What I do want to know is like, what was the placement? Did they have a placement in common, these three children?
Yeah,
you know what
maybe.
I mean? Like, were they all three in the middle, so both of the ends took the biggest impact?
I like to imagine that they, one.
The charmed ones.
On one end, middle, mm-hmm. and then the other end.
And they built a little like wire telephone with the ropes.
Yeah, and they were just all there.
Let's play telephone.
Let's play telephone. I'm going to tell Sister Margaret this, and let's see if she messes it up.
Wait, she's dead.
She's dead!
Or is she?
No, she's dead.
Those might come back.
I don't know if those are nuns, though. I mean, that's some strength there. Well, I mean, they all died mostly, but still. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
asylum orphanage leaves a lot up in the air.
What? True. So did they just tie themselves to each other?
Mm-hmm.
And with what? And
with a rope. With a clothesline, right?
Yeah, so they fastened the clothesline to themselves and tied it around their waist. And yeah, I guess they just were all trying to stay together.
They all just literally snapped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
a little morbid.
It's a pretty dumb idea. Like, why you have time to tie up 90 kids, but
why don't
not
you
fucking
all just
run
get on
away?
The roof?
Like, or which nun? Like, whose lineage do we have to go and reprimand?
Jesus said we could do this.
Lord,
I read that in a parable one time.
Yeah,
said hurricane coming, tie yourself to all the kids.
Oh my god, no,
you'll be safe. But okay, so
don't like it.
This part of the article says, is the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum haunted?
Duh.
Yeah. So I'm going to read this part and then I will change. I will give you all the spirits part. It says ghosts are inevitable once a tragedy strikes in an orphanage of all places. Duh.
It's a violent death.
But fire had devastated the orphan asylum in 1875 and then the hurricane hit. So it's been like just fucking
maybe
hit.
We stop putting children there.
Yeah, for real.
Just an idea.
They're just, it's like the universe is trying to kill them. Later, the saffron scourge saturated this hard hit city. The orphanage were overwhelmed and overcome with those who had prematurely lost their parents. Yeah, I guess that's a disease. Uh-huh. The infection had not yet afflicted their bodies, and but then it eventually made their lives short-lived. And they were later lost. And then they died anyways with the hurricane. Oh, I guess that happened after the fire. So it was fire, saffron scourge. Then they got hit with the hurricane.
They got all the elements.
Damn. As for their spirits, some say they stray the seaside, windswept, still.
Cursing those nuns.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dumb bitch.
For real.
I knew I shouldn't have tied myself to you. I knew you were the weak nun.
Who wants to read Spirits of the Seawall Walmart? Walmart ghost.
Excuse me?
I didn't read that part either. I just saw spirits and I said, cool.
Imagine.
I'm a great reader.
Oh, I see.
So I thought it was saying the seawall wall. And then now I see it says Walmart.
Some suspect that the children's spirits still roam the structures where St. Mary's once stood. Employees of the seawall Walmart report lost toys and misplaced pallets. Okay, I have a hard time believing this is ghosts and not stealing. Just thieves. Yeah. It's a Walmart.
Yeah.
What's your LP? Like, what's your loss prevention really look like?
Yeah.
So, the mischief of playful poltergeists. Sometimes they overhear the disembodied laughter of adolescent apparitions. Was it disembodied or apparitions?
It was like they had to use the word disembodied. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, they just wanted to. They're like, this is a good word.
One employee even noticed a small girl crying out to her mother, yet she could see neither the child nor her caretaker. That's just because Walmart's are
big. How do you know
it's
a small girl?
Well, also, it's just Walmarts are large.
Yeah.
Maybe it was
lost
just
in many a Walmart.
In the back of the store and you were in the front. Mm. Have you considered?
She got over the loudspeaker.
Employees and customers alike searched for the source of the noise, yet the girl was never found. Oh, okay. Perhaps this poltergeist was motherless before death.
Do they know what a poltergeist
she's an orphan.
Is?
Do they know what an orphan is?
Or just a really good kidnapper?
Of course she was motherless before death. She lived in a fucking orphanage.
Maybe she's calling for the nuns.
Is she an orphan spirit of the asylum? That's the last sentence.
Seems like it. Well, I thought
they
this
really
was
cracked that case.
This one has to do with the Hotel Galvez. I guess it is also a bear. I don't know. I didn't read it. So you will read
this
it.
This is all Corpus Christi?
Galveston,
my bad. Look at that. That's the beer. Okay, the Hotel Galvez. Some suspect that the Galveston built their famous on top of the St. Mary's Orphans Asylum.
So
dead.
Is it the Walmart or the hotel on top of it? How big was this?
I imagine it was a large building.
They only had 90 kids, though.
It says that a lot of the guests hear phantom children running and laughing throughout the hotel, and they play on the piano in the lobby.
Hate that.
Right. And you can hear the sound of their laughter if you listen closely through the children themselves, though the children remain unseen. Seems a little.
That's a little bit spooky. Wait, so is the Hotel Galvez still standing? Can I go on a ghost tour?
Well, it gives me nothing more than that.
Man, this heart just sucks ass.
Hang on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, let's look up all these places.
I'm not going to look up the seawall Walmart.
Come on.
It's a Walmart.
Called Sam Walton himself.
The kid is probably hiding in the racks. That's all I did at Walmart as a kid.
Ooh, and it's a spa. It is still alive.
Oh, my God. I can go get a facial and then have a ghost speak
to
me.
It actually looks pretty nice.
I want to see.
I mean, it's a spa also.
They have to make it look nice because people die
on the
regular.
Kids.
It's like the Hotel Cortez, the Hotel Galvez.
Oh, some of the kids arrive by orphan trains. Isn't that fun? A welfare program.
Orphan train?
Transported orphaned urban children to the American Midwest.
Fun.
That sounds like sex trafficking to me.
And I was like, it sounds like the Holocaust. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Huh? They look like America's dream. I hate them. Queen of the Gulf. Well,
that's huge.
I wouldn't brag.
Well,
that's cute. Gulf's pretty nasty, though.
Yeah,
I have to book.
Look, they got a little chicken.
Sounds like we're taking a podcast on the road.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Hotel Galvez. Let's see. Ooh, a brief account of the asylum. Let me read this. It's probably the same stuff. These trains, alongside the yellow fever epidemic, demanded larger, more extensive accommodations. So, wait, the trains? I don't know. Anyways, Claude Dubois was one of the first of Galveston to provide an updated facility, offering a 35-acre plantation for use as a permanent orphanage. In 1874, the Sisters of Mary's Infirmary founded the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum at Dubois' location. A two-story, girls-only facility was established the same year, and by 1896, the St. Mary's was granted a Texas charter. So, yeah, 35-acre. That's a lot of land. That's a good amount of land. So, yeah, I guess they could maybe fit a hotel in a Walmart. Yeah. And who knows? Maybe their bodies got thrown.
Probably.
So,
dispersed. Like dandelion.
There were a lot of them.
I literally can't believe that they were like,
let's just tie each other up.
This says one of the surviving three children described the 15-foot storm surge striking the sand dunes as if they were made of flour. That's kind of, that's a pretty scary imagery.
Yeah.
The sand dunes just going.
Like, that's, yeah. Ooh.
Good job, little kid.
For real. Look
at you. Did you grow up to be a writer?
That's what I was just wondering.
Yeah. I still don't understand why they thought. They were like, in an attempt to save as many children as possible, they fastened themselves. Like, what was their, how, literally that you will just drown. Here's and then the you're thing. All going to drown together because then the dead weight's going to pull you down.
They're nuns. They're not survivalists, okay?
Yeah. They really aren't.
Yet some suspect that ropes were
counterproductive. They're ready for it.
Some suspect the ropes were counterproductive. Is yeah. that what you
These fatal fetters may have led to their ultimate loss. Yeah, I think
the ropes were absolutely counterproductive.
Why they died. The nuns held tight to the 93 children. They chanted the queen of the waves in either panic or prayer, consuming a... Damn, that's... Yeah, that's such a sad... Ugh.
Yeah.
Just fucking sitting there all tied together and they're just like praying.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's sad. Ooh, finding the bodies. Mm. Yeah, 100 bodies were found. Mm. Wrists still tied together. They were tied together by the wrists, too.
Wrists or waist?
Well, I guess the kids were, and then it was tied to the nuns' waist. So probably
but
like
the nuns were
one hand, and then just like a tire, like a wheel, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little.
Oh my god.
Nuns
and then,
a maypole.
Like, with the power of water, just.
Wrists around her.
It's
terrible. They had been found scattered miles apart and buried right where they lay.
What?
Some were found with their cinctures tied around a few orphans, and I don't know what that means. I guess, and then some were clung. Some clung to a tree. Some mysterious ways which they cannot explain came through with their lives, bruised, scarred, and crippled. Well, yeah, they got to higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
They got thrown on that tree and they said,
yeet.
That's what I'm saying. Is my question is like, instead of taking time tying yourselves together, get to the roof.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ghost hunters. This says, okay, you can find the historical marker for the original site of the St. Mary's Orphan Asylum at 6801 Seawall Boulevard. For ghost hunters, the Hotel Galvez is located at 2024 Seawall Boulevard, and you can find Galveston's most haunted storehouse, Seawall Walmart, up on this street.
It's the always the Walmart.
Oh my god.
But that'd be kind of fun to go.
Walmart wrote this article. They're trying to get more people
in.
They're
trying to get people in. Well, it seemed like a good article when I read it, just the first line of each.
That's how I made my way through school.
Yeah, I was like, it never steered me wrong. That spark notes helped me. In high school, I did great.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I'm glad.
What a peak.
Maybe. I wonder if there's standing abandoned. Do they even have orphanages anymore?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Or does it all just go into foster care?
I think it mostly goes into foster care.
Oh.
I think.
I know nothing.
At least here
in
America.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, elsewhere they still have orphanages.
Yeah.
Is that orphanages?
Google.
Orphanage.
Are there still. Oh, great. My phone was listening. So, got
that.
It. Orphanages. U.S. orphanages have gone extinct entirely. In their place are some modern boarding schools, residential treatment centers, and group homes. Mm-hmm. Though foster care remains the most common form of support for children who are waiting for adoption or reunification with their families.
Mm.
I'd say that's maybe a good thing because orphanages seemed like living hell, but also foster care can be living hell. So.
I heard a lot of other buzzwords in there, like modern boarding schools and rehabilitation centers.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Sounds a lot like orphanage school to me.
Yeah. Group homes.
You're just taken. Well,
it's basically just an orphanage.
Yeah. It just put a fancy new word on it.
But it says the use of government-run orphanages have been phased out in the U.S., Canada, the U.K., and the EU.
Interesting. More you know.
Yeah.
Different times.
So...
I like
that's
that.
It.
You ever been to an orphanage?
I've never been to an orphanage.
You ever been
Can't
an orphan?
Say I've never been an orphan.
Good.
I still got both of them.
Good.
They're kicking.
Love it.
They're going strong.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's really all I got, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Bedtime.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to sleep for hours. But I am going to eat a little bit of cake.
I'm curious if our listeners went up because of the name of last week's episode.
Steamed clams.
Yeah.
Mm. It's about vaginas.
Yeah.
A lot of steamed clams.
That's where we introduced the steaming situation.
It's full circle for you tonight, then.
Yeah.
And Lynn said, good.
So you can reach us on, you can email us if you have anything to say.
That's right.
Got it.
That is what's your excuse podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, if you've been to an orphanage, if you're an orphan,
ever tied yourself to a waist.
Yeah, did you survive? It's kind of like Twister, you know? No nuns. Whenever they tied themselves with that belt, and I was like, ain't no belt holding up to a fucking tornado. Mm. I love that movie, though. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
Cows.
You can you can also reach us on Instagram.
Yeah. And that's What's Your Excuse Podcast. No spaces, no apostrophes, none of that shit.
Or you can send us a message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because
we're not animals.
That's right.
We are at the Rogue Media Network Studios today.
Yeah. Love it, always.
They will soon have a new podcast.
Yeah, called Boobays. Steal It'll Fucking Kill You.
Yep. So thank you to Josh also for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's been a good time.
And then do want to thank our patrons.
Oh, yeah, we got some.
Yeah, we have Brian and Amanda.
That's right. We also have Brandon.
And we have Jeffrey.
And Shelby.
So thank you guys for your support.
Yeah, we love y'all.
We're working our way up, guys.
Moving on.
You can
on up.
Find us, become one of our many listeners.
Yeah. sorry.
On Spotify.
Spoopy, yeah. Also Apple Podcasts.
Or Stitcher.
Mm-hmm. Or Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
And Pandora.
Yes, that is correct. I forgot.
That's the place.
So pretty much anywhere you want to listen. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way we'll get anywhere at this point. So your downloads and listening, you know, makes our day.
Yeah, okay.
So just do it, please.
Yeah. Please do it for Caitlin, please.
Just please. Tell your
friends. I'm going to drive onto the off-ramp.
Word of mouth. So, we're going to jump in front of drains.
Yeah.
If you don't, tell your friends.
Yeah, that's right. So, all right. Well, bye-bye.
It's been fun.
It's been great.
Do you have anything you need to plug? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can just follow me @_ovos and _govo for any good music that you need to listen to as well.
Yeah, you make music, don't you?
Yeah,
You're on Spotify as well, aren't you?
Also on Spotify as well, yes.
Why weren't you going to plug yourself?
Oh, I was just waiting for the right moment, and here it is. Oh, man. Oh, that was it.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Oh. All right, great.
Anyways, you can go listen to his music. He's also... We're going to use some music that he made, spooky music, for our theme song. So, great. For Boobays.
Super
so
excited.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Spooky. Anyways. Okay. It's been fun. Bye.
All right. I got to go get some dinner and then take a shit.
Gotta go.
Sounds like a really great plan.
Oh, yeah.
Your excuse.
This has been a Rogue Media podcast.
Pussy water.